Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you the greatest show on earth.
I mean, look, it's a perfect hole for this fucking meat stick.
There's your cold open. There's your cold open.
Are you ready for this?
It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. Your boy's back.
Everyone must be very happy about that.
I think it was much like everything to do in our lives, you and I, this show. It was 50-50 people loved it or hated it.
Yeah, oh, like...
A lot of love.
I mean, I hated it.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know which 50% you were in, for sure.
Like, I hated every single second of it. I hated being the host. The ad reads
you,
like...
You did an ad read as a Spanish guy, I think.
Yeah.
I thought, swear to God, I listened to a clip. I thought it was like dubbed or something. It sounded like a Spanish man.
Yeah, it was Antonio like,
yeah, yeah. You were doing it like Antonio, and it sounded so good and real that I was like, "Oh, this like they must have like done some, you know, Nick must have done something." I was like, "No,
no, that was just me." But the ad reads are like the voice ad reads are much like me in the sense they're funny in short order.
Sure, small doses.
But when you're doing 10 in a week,
yeah, that's a bit much. One or two here and there, we get some chuckles.
You're gonna
when we're on like our 15 minutes of ad reads for the week, and I'm doing Augustus. Why was his name Augustus? Was he Scottish?
No, he was Dutch, right?
Dutch. Yeah.
It was like
what
the
is
kid,
a Dutch accent. Even what
don't know. It yeah. sounded mostly that, Scottish. Yeah. It was. Yeah, I think that
you
was.
Got
just,
a, you got a haircut.
I did get a haircut.
You look like you belong in the Long family.
I look like I belong in the Long family?
Yeah, like Howie Long, Chris Long.
Oh, it's a flat top?
Well, right now you kind of got like a square thing going on, yeah.
Oh, that's not, I must have done it bad then. I don't want a square. No, no disrespect to the Longs. I'm a big fan of all of them, but I'm not a square top guy.
You stepped right in
that
one.
I don't have the shape. I don't have the physique to be a fucking guy.
Yet you believe you have the physique to stand there shirtless on Instagram. Drinking milkshakes for
people. I mean, yes, it's technically shirtless, but I make sure not to show anything.
Thank God.
Today's word of the day is crepitate. It's of Latin origin from the 17th century, and it means crackling. Like when I move, my bones crepitate.
let me tell you right now, if you start to show some skin in addition to that, for people who don't know, you follow Feitelberg on Instagram, at Feitelberg. Word of the day, drinking...
By far my most hated segment ever. Like, leaps and bounds, the most hated thing I've ever done.
Because it's leaps and bounds, the most disgusting thing you've ever done. And that's saying a lot. Because you do a lot of gross shit. This man has clumps of protein milkshake dripping from his mustache onto his bare body. Well, he gives you the definitions of words you're never going to use. It's the worst segment in the history. It is the worst segment in the history of the internet.
It's so bad. It's
the
so
worst.
Bad. But it's so
and
it, like, it
and
cracks
I'm also
me
like, what's
up.
The word of the day?
It cracks me up.
Here I am looking.
And sometimes you just gotta do something for you. I give so much of me to the people, and like, oh yeah. But sometimes you gotta do something that just makes you laugh, and that makes me laugh. It's just a lovely way to start my day at noon.
It's so lovely for you, and just the absolute worst. I mean, look at you. Look at you. Look at it drinking. That man's going to puke about himself.
It is. It's so fucking
funny. And the best part is it is the entirety of his TikTok page. Yeah. That's all you'll get on his channel is just drippy mustache, shirtless mustache man.
That's all it is from now on, baby. It's just going to be me. I'm shirtless, catching 52 views.
I'm praying this takes off.
It legitimately has 52 views. The most exclusive club in the world, the Feitelberg TikTok page.
I would venture to guess I have lost followers since this segment started. I think I probably had around 400 TikTok followers. What are we at now?
You game.
5-12, baby.
You're up.
They don't watch it, but they're there.
Oh, look at that. Look at that thing, man. You are absolutely disgusting.
It's like I said
earlier,
I get people who I didn't even know follow me, or then they text me being like, you
enough.
Gotta
enough.
Like childhood friends are like, I've stopped telling people I know you.
I said earlier that we will never have any sort of Me Too sex scandal here because we are just disgusting. We will never have a female coworker that ever like finds herself mixing
Jackie
it up.
Jackie said she was watching it and was viscerally disgusted.
Jackie, what a week for you with rap battle gunfights and what was the second one?
Popcorn. I'm so glad you guys shit on the popcorn thing.
The popcorn funnel didn't exactly hit the way you thought it was.
The people are all on board with the popcorn.
The people are on board.
I mean, there's a popcorn company. I forget their name, but a popcorn company is like
we want
to talk about it.
You've certainly established yourself in the KFC radio universe with just that big dumb brain of yours. That's you fit right in.
I think it's brilliant.
That's the thing. There's a fine line, you know, between genius and insanity. In like the podcast, this is disgusting.
Gosh, please stop.
This man is dipping a beef jerky stick.
No, he said, "Should I fuck it?" And then stuck.
He said, "Should I fuck it?"
I mean, look, it's a perfect hole for this fucking meat stick.
There's your cold open. There's your cold open. It's a perfect hole for this meat stick. No, I know.
It perfectly fits him.
It does fit perfectly.
Oh, my God.
He's fucking it, folks. I'm going back on vacation. I listened to a little bit. I listened.
Why?
Yeah, I listened to you screaming about cum.
That's how you're
going to
get me, too.
Fucking smoking. I was like, ah.
I oddly had this thought, like, all right, I'm gonna come back in and you know, dad's back and everything will calm down, and this is just an absolute shit show. This is a fiasco. This is worse than when I was gone.
Yeah, you enable me.
Yeah, who knew?
I got something great about enabling coming up, by the way.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So weird. I think you know what it is.
I missed you a lot. I did do shit.
I never. I mean, I really.
Motherfuckers keep like, "Oh, you want to do this ad?" No, I want to do a fucking ad. I want to say dumb shit.
You got it so good. You got it so good, man. Just come in here and just say dumb shit. Like, that should be like your bio on social media. I say dumb shit.
Just say dumb shit.
It is really amazing that you have, you know, a successful life and you just say dumb shit. I mean, so do I. Yeah. I basically just say dumb shit first. You say it second. That's really the only difference here. I love that you're doing the put it in and then drink. Yep. Yeah, that's and you're swish it around. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's good.
That's the good stuff, baby.
I take so few vacations, none, that it was so weird to be away. I mean, it's the first time in years that I've gotten like any distance from this place or from you or anything.
Did you enjoy your time?
No, that's just that's just life. But it was more like
Every vacation is like, well, I'm not going to do this again for a while.
Totally overrated.
It's stressful and sucks.
Yeah, man. It's true. You need the vacation from the vacation. I lost $30,000 in my vacation week.
That's a tough one.
30 grand down the drain. My taxes.
How was Mount Vernon? Like, you tell someone you spent 30 grand on vacation, they're not going to think you didn't leave your house.
I lost $30,000 on vacation just sitting in my apartment in the hood. That's my life. I mean, that's incredible. And I can't even imagine.
It was car, kids,
taxes.
Don't do any of those three things.
And I got another. Yeah, you really don't. You don't have a car, you don't have kids, and your taxes aren't. I'm assuming nobody has worse taxes than me because I just don't know what happens.
Oh, I know that the state of New York has owed me for the last 2 years, and I just haven't asked them for it. The state of New York owes me like 10 grand. I just haven't collected. I got an account for the first time this year. She was like, you know, they owe you money. I was like, yeah, I guess I heard about that.
Her rumblings. Yeah.
My sister mentioned something about that, I think.
Well, can you get that and just give it to me, maybe?
Sure.
Like, yeah, let my boy hold that. Just send it over there, IRS. Yeah, it was like 20-something in taxes, another 1250 or 1500 in tickets. And
you should just light your car on fire and collect the insurance money.
Seriously, I should just light myself on fire. Let the kids collect the insurance money. It's like, I need money fast. What can I do?
Die.
Yeah, kill me. I need to be murdered, though, because if you kill yourself, you don't get the insurance money.
Correct.
Right? So who's going to murder me?
Ah, I got some stuff going on.
Rock, paper, scissors, Nick.
I don't want to kill you.
I feel like you, as my best friend, you have to. You know what I'll do? I'll make my buddy's the godfather of Keegan. He has to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You should have someone else do it.
Yeah. And then all my problems will be solved.
Yeah.
I'll be dead. The money will be rolling in. What? I mean, life insurance policies are...
People talk about a golden parachute. It's suicide.
It's suicide. Yeah. Jump out of a building without a parachute.
Yeah.
Think about it. I always thought this with rings,
life's
too.
Not going great?
I was always a big fan of let's get this ring insured and then you lose it and we collect because it just blatantly is worth more than what I paid. I never understood why that was the case, but it was just like 10 or 15 grand more than what I bought it for. And I was like, okay.
That's a good way to make
it. So let's 15 grand. Yeah. And they're all over it. Ring fraud is like a thing. But I was thinking the same thing applies to my life. Like, realistically, what do you think your life insurance policy should be worth? What do you think your life's worth?
No.
Just nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Like if it, so, I mean, I came into
what do I need a life insurance policy?
I'm not saying you need it. I'm just saying, what would it be worth? You know?
No, like nothing.
But no, it's got to be worth, you know, you got to think about your career earnings, really. So you could keep doing this and you make like this much money.
But the
per
money
year.
Would go to nobody. Like, it's actually really fucked up. Like, my dad's life insurance policy was crazy. Like, I should have killed him for sure. And my mom just didn't have one. And they would both be like, well, yeah. If mom dies, we don't lose anything. Yeah, you lose a mother, but like.
She ain't worth shit.
She's a homemaker. Yeah, she doesn't bring in earnings.
Yeah.
And they were both very fine with that. Like,
right.
Yeah, well,
which is logical. Right. Makes sense. Right. I mean, but if it wasn't for, the equity piece, like, and yes, you have your salary that you would earn. But other than that, my life is just not worth anything, you know? Like if an insurance company took a look, they would be like,
It's like
$17,000.
It's like a long game Polly. Like, they'd be like, you have to pay us.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're clearly going to die soon. Yeah. Like, the way you live.
Your lifestyle is incredibly dangerous.
You ever just think about how the other half lives, how they feel? You ever reach, like, I reach a point now, I'm so old now that I'm like, I don't even know. I used to be thinking, as my esteemed colleague here just chugs milk in front of me. Like, when you're younger and you, like, let's say, let's say you injure yourself. You start to feel some aches and pains. You're like, okay, I'm young and like in shape. I'm just struggling right now in the moment, like short term. Wow. But now it's like that ship has sailed. This is just me and this is my shitty life now.
Yeah.
There's no hope that I'm ever getting back to what once was. You know?
No, you know what? I actually very recently realized this. My physical fitness can best be described as when I take multivitamins. I don't piss highlight or yellow anymore.
Like, it like absorbs everything.
Like, my body's like 17,000% of our daily thiamine.
We need it all.
Yeah, we're going to take it all.
We need 16,999%.
We're not putting out anything. Yeah. It's not like, you know, that's money you're wasting. You're literally pissing money because you don't actually need all that stuff. Need it all.
No, all
need every single fucking piece of
it. But so that's where I started thinking, I can't even fathom what it must be like to wake up and feel good and be young and like, you know.
Heavens no. But I think that's what The Rock likes to say. Like, when The Rock's feet touch the ground, the devil goes, ah, shit, he's up.
When our feet hit
the ground. When my feet touch the ground, I'm like, I wish the devil would kill me.
Where's the devil at?
Yeah, like, if Satan, I don't believe you're real. Come kill me to prove it.
I mean, it's a sad thought, though. You know, it's over.
I don't think so.
Like I have a drawer at home that has size medium shirts, and I was like, one day I'll be back,
Kevin. What the fuck? I've never known you as a medium person, so you've been.
No, that's not true. It's not true. Yeah. No, like
well, like, and that's not even saying like you're fat. Like you're just a big person.
Yeah, but
you're, like, you're not
but,
a small
but I'm
man.
Not muscular at all. Like there was a time when I was just like around the wedding when I lost a lot of weight and shit like that. Like there were times where it would be like probably a little more like snug or whatever. But I was skinny enough to put on like a medium shirt that like wouldn't look ridiculous. And I remember thinking, and some of them were like nice, like more expensive and like a nicer brand. And I was like, one day, like I'm gonna get back to that. And that, you know. It's been at first it was like a couple months, and then it was like, all right, that was last season. All right, that was a year ago.
So you've moved house with these shirts. I think that's not allowed. I think when you move house, you don't get to keep, you don't get to bring like the goal shirts anymore. Time for a new goal. When you're cleaning out the drawers, like, right. It's time to throw
Dude,
away.
I need to purge everything. I have so much shit. Because just between samples and sponsors and then stuff that we make and then stuff that we buy, I mean, I have an obscene amount of clothes.
You're describing about 5x what the average person has.
Right.
Because it's like, I have...
You just have what you buy. That's it.
Even more than that. Because, like, we get more free shit than we want.
Well, yeah. There's stuff that we... Like, sponsors, people that want to sponsor us. When we make shit, we're like, here's, like, 5 samples. Pick which one you like. Well, I still have the other 4. Mm-hmm. And they're nice, so it's like, I'm not going to throw them out, but I should.
You should give them away to the homeless people.
I should, but I'm not gonna.
I do it. I just put it on the street and it's gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I
just
need
put
to start
it, just
doing
put it
that.
Right there and it's gone.
Yeah,
I live right next to Salvation Army. I'm like, I don't even take the walk. Someone's just gonna walk.
They
by
come for you.
It. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, it's overflowing. I need a new place. I need a new life. I need a new life.
See here, okay. I have something.
If I didn't love my kids, I would for sure like fake my death and disappear. I would do that. I would go vacuum repair, man. I'd be gone. I would Goodwill hunting you. I wouldn't have come back from this vacation, and I would just go live in like fucking New Mexico.
People would find you and kill you on like week 2 of that.
Do you think you could disappear?
Me?
Yeah. Really though.
Yeah.
Think about it,
Kevin. There are maybe 3 people who would care. It's easy to disappear when no one cares. Like there would be 3 people who would look for me for an hour and a half. My mom.
No, let's play this out for real.
Okay, my mom. Who
Wait,
would
let's do this for real. Let me play this out for real. Let's play the game. What if? Let's play a little KFC Radio. What if? Okay, it's brought to you by Miller Lite. I like to sit down with you and crack open a Miller Lite and have a day. And if you disappeared and we couldn't do that anymore, I would be upset and I would look for you.
For an hour.
So count me as one. Yeah. I would look for you for more than an hour.
No, I don't think so. I think you'd look for me less.
Less than an hour?
Yeah. I think you'd probably send a text.
And then be like, ah, he's dead.
Okay,
he's gone.
Yo, where you at? No response.
No responses. All right. That's it. New host. I need a new co-host. Well, everybody's got their buddies that they drink their Miller Lights with that it makes it that special time where you crack open a cold one, whether you're enjoying a couple laughs, whether you're talking about some serious stuff, whether you're hatching a plot to disappear and start a new life, who knows? Miller Lite makes all of these things that much better because it's the ice cold, refreshing, crispy, less filling beer that for this summer, man, I went out one night. I went, or I guess one afternoon, I met my buddies at a rooftop and I had an ice cold Miller Lite on the roof. And I was like, this is life.
I'm going to have a bunch of these tonight. When I'm going to a hockey game.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that,
For
too.
The first time, the last game I went, not even just hockey, but the last game I went to was last February, probably. It was Bruins-Rangers. And now I am making my return to sports. I'll be at
the tag team, the dynamic
the
duo.
The Prudential Center with
John
Frank
Henry Feidelberg and Frank Fleming.
It's actually going to be great because he...
You know what's going to be great is that he's not going to be fucking around to watch the Mets game. Thank God.
When someone invites me to a game, I basically take it upon myself that I think it's fair. I get the drinks. I'll get the drinks and concessions all night.
Yeah.
Frank doesn't drink.
Well, so you have to buy him a shit ton of chicken fingers.
And sodas.
Sodas.
So yeah, it actually might end up being
no
more.
No salt, no ketchup. No condiments. He doesn't do any of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, no condiments.
Just raw dogs it.
I think specifically either... Tons of salt or no salt, something like that.
I'm going to guess tons.
I think he puts salt on chicken, like chicken fingers and salt.
That makes sense.
That's his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had to guess, I would have
gone. So you'll be throwing back some Miller Lights. Frank will be just slugging some sodas. But Miller Light, it's more like Miller Life, man. The high life, the Miller Light is the way to live. I wouldn't have it any other way. And right now you can get it delivered right to your door when you go to MillerLite.com/KFC. You can find all the delivery options to send it right to your doorstep. So always celebrate responsibly from the Miller Brewing Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces, so you're not going to get fat while you drink them. You're going to enjoy yourself, have some laughs, and have some moments with some ice-cold Miller Lights. If you were – let's say you really disappeared. Okay. First, okay, you think you could disappear? You think you could blend in?
Yeah.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could disappear.
I'm a Zeggle, Kevin. I could definitely disappear.
You what?
I'm a Zeggle.
What does that mean?
That's my word of the day, bitch!
I'm going back on vacation. What is a Zeggle?
It's someone who can alter their personality, appearance, or attitude in order to be comfortable in any situation.
You are a Zeggle. That is the most despicable, deplorable thing to be, and we are that to a T, brother.
My using it in a sentence was, I say I'm a Zeggle because it sounds better than sociopath.
I was going to say it's more like, I say I'm a Zeggle because I'm because it sounds better than like I'm a spineless, gutless, opinionless fucking lemming who will just conform to anything, who has no, I will stand up for nothing.
Both are good.
Yeah. I think that you are too well known at this point that you couldn't disappear.
Oh, I'd just go somewhere like fucking.
Where?
I don't know, somewhere they don't know me. Basically everywhere outside of the Northeast.
You're also
I'd go to fucking South Carolina and be fine.
You're also so doppelgangerable that people would be like, that's not him.
Yeah.
But I always think like, how would you disappear? Because you can't use your credit cards. What would you do? You know, like what? You can't use your phone. Like, you can't be on the grid.
I can use all those things because no one would bother
you. Looking for you? Yeah.
Dude, my mom, there was a time, my mom who liked my dogs more than she liked the kids.
There was a time, like the present.
Yeah. No, but this was a specific instance. Maddie Maisie got out. And my mom came home, and she's just like, dog's gone. I was laying on the couch watching TV. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, we were walking in the cemetery, and the dog ran away, and it's gone. And I was like, did you look for it? And she goes, yeah, I did a lap. And then she went, just came home. Like, and that was it. She was done. Me and my siblings went out to go find
the
dog.
Found her?
We found her, yeah. But she was like, yeah, no, dog's gone. Like, it was very easy. She would just go, John's gone.
I legit think that Duncan used to run away. Duncan now lives with my parents, and, like, you can leave the door wide open, and he'll run out, but he always comes back, or he has no interest in running away at all. He used to run away, like, every other day at when I had my house, and I was like, yeah, it was not a comfortable house to be in. I think like the difference in his life, like he's like, oh, good. Like I don't run away. It's like, well, you used to run away every day. He's like, well, did you see the house I was living in? Of course I was trying to get away from that shit.
It's like when Bill Burr took his, like a dog trainer, and it's like, what's the environment like in your house? And he's like, well, I watch games at night and I get pretty excited. And he's like, yeah, your dog's sitting in the corner like, your dog can sense all that energy.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a terrible existence to live with me.
Duncan can sense it all. Like, get the fuck out of here. Doors open. See ya.
I'm not going to abandon my children yet. But if I were to try to.
Teach them how to make peanut butter and jellies and split.
Yeah, that's it. Here's your one life skill. You're good now. Goodbye.
You can sustain your life on this.
Where would you disappear to?
Like
what would be your ideal?
I'd probably
like, if you were to start over your life, if you were to officially be like, I'm giving up on this one, which is a great idea, by the way. You know?
Yeah.
Like everything else in life. I always say this about marriage. Like I think you need a starter marriage. Like you need a starter house. It's like you date to figure out the right person. But then you should also get married a couple times to figure out how to be married. The same way you buy houses and fix this one up until you know. You also should get to do that with life. You know?
Are you advocating for a rebirth?
Yeah. Like, I really hope that reincarnation and rebirth and shit is real.
Okay.
Because
I don't think we have much control over that one.
No, I don't. No, not at all. But what if you did? What if it was like after? So you're an adult. You got to live to like 18, right? And then what if it's like you live to like 30, and then you have like an opt out clause where it's like, I'm opting out.
Start again.
Life. Yeah, like this life is just not good. I'm opting out, and nobody in your life gets to really like have a problem. It's just like, yeah, he's opting out. Like that's like free agency of life.
It's nothing personal. It's just a business.
Yeah. Because that's why, you know what I'm so sick and tired of?
Works, you know?
I am so sick and fucking tired of my goddamn loving family. These motherfuckers who just insist on loving me and being close and sharing our lives together. Do you know how much of a burden that is?
Dude, that's a lot.
Do you know how awesome life is when you're an orphan? When you don't have a single person in this world looking out for you, who cares about you, who has any expectations for you, who wants you to come home for the holidays, who wants to go to dinner with you, who wants to, like, see you and your kids. All of that is for the fucking birds, man. Do you know how fun life would be if you didn't, like, I think every goddamn day, if I didn't have a family, I would be gone.
Gone where?
The Bahamas, the fucking, oh, to Europe. Yeah, yeah. During the pandemic, if I didn't have fucking kids, man, we could have just jetted to some island, lived on a hut, put out two podcasts a week, and been living the fucking dream.
Save
and
money.
Here I am with a goddamn mother and a father and kids that I love and all this shit that does nothing but stop me from living a happy life of freedom. The shackles that are upon my wrists and ankles of this loving family of mine. Garbage, dude.
I don't have these shackles. It's pretty good.
You say that. You wouldn't just bail on your whole family, though, and disappear on them.
Well, no. I mean, no. I'm not saying I would do this. I'm just saying I could.
Could.
But yeah, it would be very easy.
Like, if you were to just pick up and bounce and be like, I live now in the Australian
outback. I have multiple relatives who have done this.
Yeah, would you do that, though? Would you?
Like, I'm not talking distant. I'm talking my mom or my dad's brothers or sisters. Yeah. I have multiple who just opted out.
Would you be down with that? Like, what? Like what if in a couple of years it's like, you know, would you be able to be like, all right, I am moving to the Amalfi Coast and I will not be here for your wedding. I'm not going to be here for your birthday. I'm going to miss, you know, your siblings I'm talking about. Like everybody, you just be like, yeah, I'm out now. Would you do that?
No.
That's what I mean.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I could. I could. And no one would have any problem with it. They'd be like, all right, I get it.
Sometimes you think so?
Yeah, I am positive.
Because you think you're the black sheep of the family.
I don't think.
If your other siblings did it, would it be cool?
I think it would be cool no matter what. I don't think anyone would really care.
Well, so that's my other thing, is that maybe this is all self-inflicted. Maybe my family would be like, just fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we want to hear this all the time. We want to hear this fucking shtick. Go be an orphan, asshole. You know? So maybe I should. It's really the kids. I can't abandon my own goddamn kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I had children,
but
it'd be one
thing. The bigger thing is that it always.
I think what you're looking for here is you're looking for someone to say, like, you're like someone who's, like, dying. Right? You're in a deathbed.
Yeah, just kill me.
And like, I think it was my mom who was talking about, like, with her mother when she was dying. And she's like, you're good. We're all set.
Yeah,
go.
Right.
And, like, you can go. You know, like, you're dying right now. I'm saying you can go if you want.
But I need you to metaphorically smother me with the pillow. I need you to force me out. I need you to, like, buy me the plane ticket and be like, go.
Because if you're looking for permission to die, granted.
It is rather narcissistic of me to sit here and think otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, it's exceptionally narcissistic. I think the same way.
Yeah.
But,
they wouldn't care. As a matter of fact, they would be, like, a real, you know, I always, my mom always tells me, I cried for, like, 3 straight years when I was born. And then she says I hit, like, 3 years old, and I was, like, the most delightful kid, like, ever after that. Like, never had any problems. Like, one, like, incident in high school where I got, like, arrested for drinking, whatever. Like, other than that, like, everything's been, she's like, you've been a picture-perfect child since then. And then, like, 30 hit, and it was, like, now I'm back to being the 3-year-old, you know? And I think that my entire family would probably be, like, yeah, just yeah, like when you have like a person in your family who's like an addict or like a delinquent, and they're like, it would be easier if they were just gone, you know? Like, I hate to admit it, but yeah. God, I think that's me.
What was that? That's in Mary Easttown.
Yes, with the crackhead brother. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. It's like, I hate to say it, but like, just die already. It would be so much easier. I think that's, you know, just go Build your fucking bowling alley in the Caribbean. We don't care, dude. We don't want to see you anymore.
Bro, we'd have both seasons covered because I'd have the video rental place up in Vermont.
We gotta go to Stepping Stone, Vermont. Okay.
And then we can retire once we open up a video rental store in Vermont.
That's going to be the big bucks, baby. Stepping Stone, Vermont for the winter. Somewhere in the Bahamas for the summer. Or I guess we should do it the opposite way, right?
Vacation in Noonan.
Yeah. Also, what I really every time I go through these meltdowns, like what my brother always says to me, like, and it's funny because I just went on quote unquote vacation, but I didn't really. I'm always like, I just need to press pause for like a couple weeks, and then resume and like know that he's like, yeah. It's a fucking vacation, man. We're like the only people in the world who don't do it. And then when I do go on vacation, I just sit around in my
hotel
apartment and write checks to people. I mean, really just the worst of the worst spending of my money. So we need Hoge coin, baby. Hoge.
See what
Hoge,
you're...
Hoge, 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 Hoge.
Hey, if you're going to have this thing up, why don't you fucking click the video open so I get more than 52 views? You want to let that bitch just run? Fucking get my views up.
But ripping off you.
But what you're saying is, it's making me question what I thought this weekend. So I went to a kid's birthday party on Saturday. My nephews. Nope, not my nephew. I don't have a nephew.
I was going to say, I don't think those are you.
My cousins. And he's just like a very young cousin. Like most cousins are all in the same window, not me and this cousin. So it's just weird. Like, okay, I have a cousin who's a child. But I went to his birthday party in Central Park, and they had a child performer there. And I was looking at it and watching it, thinking, like, this woman is killing herself tonight. Yeah. Like,
oh, I saw
it. Yes, is the yes. most depressing yes. profession of all time.
That's some big Jay Oakerson shit, you know?
You've changed my mind. It might be podcasting. Over the last 10 minutes, I've done some soul searching and think maybe she's all it. Right. But, yeah. Dude, it was –
I mean, there's definitely people who listen to our show going, oh, this guy's going to kill himself tonight.
Definitely. She was – she was setting up this fucking part. Like, it might as well to her have been MSG. We're in Central Park. We're by, like – we're like 93rd and Central Park West. And it was like, you know, it was Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
She was setting up this blanket. It took this woman an hour to set up her stage, which was a blanket.
For like 4-year-olds, right?
It was a blanket.
Yeah.
All it was a blanket.
Right.
Kevin, blanket.
Blanket.
and she was pulling the ends and making sure it was just so. And then she hung up like two things between two trees, so it was a little puppet show type deal.
Mm-hmm.
All the while she's dressed as a moose, mind you. and then she said, like, fucking, I don't know, like Axl Rose taking the stage. She sat down, she's like, I got a big announcement, everybody. This is my first show in a year, and I am thrilled to be here. And it was fucking crickets.
Smattering.
No, nothing. Not even the parents. We were all just, not a parent, but we were all just in the corner like, do your thing, Moose.
Yeah. Imagine if someone just said, shut the fuck up, Moose.
And then, like, she just played songs as kids didn't pay attention. And, like, the moment when you're realizing, I can't even entertain someone who's entertained by grass has to be a tough thing. Like, this kid is opting to pick grass and throw it in the air rather than listen to my song.
What my kids watched the other day? It was a YouTube video where they just counted to 200. It was just a guy going like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I said, what are you watching, Shay? And she said, counting to 200. Like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Those children who choose to watch that sort of stuff did not even enjoy that Moose's performance.
So what the fuck am I wearing this goddamn costume for? Singing fucking Puff the Magic Dragon. Just trying to get the adults involved a little bit back there. They don't seem to give a shit. Like, hey, I'm singing about weed. Don't you guys want to at least chime in a little bit?
That,
nothing.
Do you think that that person...
is dead, yes.
Do you think... like, that person is... clearly not doing it for, like, the money. Are they doing it because they like to entertain the kids? Are they doing it because they're like, I'm a musician and I'm playing music for people? Yeah, maybe it's not, like, selling out the garden like I once dreamed of, but I'm like, I just can't believe the people who don't give up on things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many.
Like, she should not give up on that job. She should give up on everything.
Her life.
Not at all.
I see, you know, I guess we're lucky.
Clearly things went awry.
We're lucky enough that
course correction is a funeral.
When your life goes that far awry, it's kind of what I was saying before, where it's like there's just no going back. There's no course correction. That's the thing. That's okay. It's taken me a while to land the plane here, but I figured it out.
Okay.
When you reach a point in your life, whether it's your physical body or your mental well-being or your career or your relationship or whatever, when you reach the point where there's no course correction, that it can't go back to the old way, that's when you probably have to kill yourself. when you have to be able, like, so I always preach self-awareness. The key, the most important key in self-awareness is being able to recognize the point of no return, where it's like, yeah, my body's never going to go back to what it was. Like, yeah, I'm never going to be that happy person again. Yeah, my job, like, no, there's no way I'm going to, like, turn it into the career I want it to be. It's over. Okay. You know?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go, yeah, I'm in a TikTok sweatshirt when you look down.
Yeah, sometimes. But no, but see, think about how funny that is. See, people are clowning BFFs all the time or whatever, and it's like it broke YouTube.
Oh, no, you know, it's an incredibly successful show. I just thought that's what you were going to say.
But think about that.
You were just looking, staring directly at it.
There are people who are trying to become legitimate singers, legitimate dancers, legitimate podcasters, content creators, all that. And just like the TikTok kid and the old weird guy with the dog leashes makes like the biggest, best podcast in the world now.
Metal crime! Metal crime!
Metal crime! And there are so, and like the people who want to play their band, they want to get a gig somewhere, and Pop Punk comes in and plays Irving Plaza like that, you know? And there are just so many people who are out there like, I'm just going to keep on plugging along, even though the BFFs of the world and the punks of the world and the Barstools of the world are what like win. It's a bleak thought for like 99% of the world.
What do you think, speaking of bleak thoughts, what do you think the most depressed profession is per capita?
Podcasting.
You think it's podcasting?
No.
No, because I think the fucking Jocko Willichicks of the world throw us off our fucking.
Who's that?
That's that big fucking guy who has a haircut like this or should have a haircut like this. It's like a former Navy SEAL. Because there is, one, too many podcasts. Two, so many podcasts that are, like, inspirational. Like, I think we're in the minority.
That we're the depressed podcast?
Well, we just spent 20 minutes advocating suicide. Yeah. So,
yeah. let's hope we're in the minority. Yeah. Segura and Joe Rogan were talking. I think there's 2 million podcasts in the world.
Okay.
And, like,
just pause you real quick. Speaking of 2 million, that's how many views Count to 200 has, yeah. Kevin.
Count to 200 has 2.2.
And it took him 7 minutes.
And he has 2.2 million subscribers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 8, 9, 77, 172, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 45, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 100, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 200. How fast was that?
Oh, was I supposed to? I don't know.
Go!
I'll tell you in post.
About a minute and a half. Suck my dick, Jack Hartman Kids Music Channel.
You really?
One third of the time, at least.
I think you almost stroked out in the 190s there. You're like on a glitch, like on repeat. 191, 191, 191, 191, 191. You became an auctioneer. Do I hear 192? Do I hear 192? Do I hear 193? Let me tell you something. You guys just witnessed podcast greatness. Like, again, there's someone listening at home who has a podcast they do with their friend where they like script things out and come up with material and pour their heart and soul into it and nobody listens and you just count it to 200. And we're gonna, you know, that was a sponsored segment. That just made several thousand dollars. That's insane. The world is not a fair place. No. We are proof positive. In summation, we should be like the least successful people in the world. And somehow, some way, we have something to live for. Not much. Not much. But enough.
I do have to say something. Jack Hartman had just reminded me.
Just again, for the people who don't know, Jack Hartman is just the random YouTube channel for kids' songs that John has now like waged war against.
Well, it's I actually part of me is siding with Jack Hartman because I don't know if you knew this. It's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, shout out to all the teachers.
No, fuck all the teachers, Kevin. The teachers are like the anti-cops in the sense that most of them are bad apples and get all the credit in the world. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that we still regularly fucking, like, the teachers are the heroes. I was thinking about it today. And this is why I like Jack Hartman, because teachers are going to run him out of business. Yeah. He's going to put teachers in the fucking unemployment line. Because yeah, guess what? Learn how to count to 200. Here you go, fucking. I'll skip class today. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it this morning when I learned it was Teacher Appreciation Week. And I was thinking, and don't get me wrong, some teachers are unfucking believable. I had three of them in my life.
What do you mean by unbelievable?
Like I had three truly great teachers who like I still think about, and they worked hard, mm-hmm. and their goal was to educate. 99% of my teachers were just babysitters.
Definitely.
Like highly paid babysitters.
Definitely.
It's like, here's your fucking worksheet, do that, check it in the textbook, hand it in. That's what there's a difference between teacher and educator. I'll give you Educator Appreciation Week. That's someone who takes pride in their mm-hmm, work, mm-hmm. not someone like Mrs. Pillsbury who used to make me clean out her goddamn refrigerator in math class. And you wonder why I struggle counting to 200.
Mrs. Tannenbaum used to ask me to sharpen her pencil for her. The sharpener was on her desk.
Whoa.
What a flex, right?
How about Mrs. Pillsbury? Well, as I cleaned her, she was a fifth grade teacher. As I would clean her fridge, she would sit on her desk and watch me. Mind you, this wasn't during recess nor a punishment. This was just in class. Like the whole class was still sitting
learning
there,
and you're just cleaning?
Mrs. Pillsbury would sit on her desk, not cross her legs. I'd see her hairy, fat muff. The only word to describe a pussy like that is a muff.
Do we need to use the M word? I guess we did. I guess that's your point, is that we very much did need to use
the M word. I choose my words very carefully, Kevin. That wasn't an accident.
Who is that, your least favorite teacher of all time?
Nah.
Who's your worst?
Nah.
Because this bitch, Mrs. Tannenbaum.
See, I don't even...
I want Mrs. Tannenbaum rot in hell. Like she's dead and in the dirt, and I hope there's no peace. I hope you experience... No peace. This bitch, we used to say there's no B bomb. It made no sense. We used to say there's an A bomb and a B bomb, but there's nothing like the T bomb. And that, like, the whole world knew that. Like, this bitch sucked. She was pure evil. She was just the worst of the worst of the worst. And I remember I did a project once, and I got like a C minus, let's call it. It was like a bad grade. She was like, you can redo it. Like, I'll give you a chance to redo it, and you can, like, up your score, your grade by a half a grade, whatever it was. And my mom and my dad were, like, so fed up with this bitch that, like, they just did it. They just did the project for me. D+. Got a worse grade with, like, two, like, 30- or 40-year-old adults just being like, all right, we'll do the fourth grader's work for him. This bitch made life a living fucking hell. And I just think about – I think back to teachers like that. How, like, sociopathic do you have to be to be like –
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin.
That's what most teachers are.
Yeah.
They're like,
I'm going to get about 39-year-olds in this room, and I'm going to make life hell for them.
Really hard.
Like, what the fuck?
And then when they
go
home, they're going to have more homework.
Right.
And like, even when I'm thinking about good teachers, and maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one who just had, for the vast majority of my life, teachers who just didn't give a shit. But they were like,
No, I think that's the most. Yeah,
I think you probably get
the good
people,
ones stick out.
Like young, you have young ones who are like, and then they probably get beaten down by life, and then you know, by the end they're just an old woman with a fucking bad haircut. Who's this is what cursive is. Just fucking do that,
right?
And like,
here's the history lesson. It hasn't changed in 200 years. Right? Just take the same fucking notes.
I'm even counting in like my good teachers, which a 3 is high. I'm like giving credit. I probably had one truly great teacher, and then after that, I had 2 who were okay, and then. Like, everyone else just hated it and, like, didn't want to be there. And, like, I'm not even thinking about teachers who are mean. I'm not immediately counting you as a bad teacher. You are.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not even people I hated. It was just, like, you're not good at this.
How about this, though?
And it seems like you don't even want to be.
You know who I think is the worst? The good teachers. How weird is that?
Because they inspire you?
That's just weird. like, Mrs. Miller in first grade, I would call her one of my, like, important teachers. She lived she had a huge lake in her backyard, like a private, like her own lake. And she would invite people over for like a year end or a year beginning, like party at the lake. That's weird. That's weird.
Why?
Because you're invite, like that's the last thing I would ever want to do. Invite like these fucking kids and their strange parents over, and now I have to entertain you. And I come to work every day, and I worry about these random kids who aren't even mine. I worry about them and how smart they get.
It's
bizarre. It's almost like, and that's where like I think
caring
if you're a male,
humans, it's disgusting.
And that's where we always say, if you're going to be a teacher of young kids, you got to be a girl.
Because
if you're doing this, if I was doing that, if I was like, children, come to my lake, because everyone would be like,
make sure you bring your bathing suits.
Right, put that guy behind bars right fucking now. Taking interest in children.
Water's warm,
yours.
Kids. Come on in. Let's play water polo or some handsy activity.
Right, right. Yeah, let's play sharks and minnows. I'm gonna grab you. Yeah, it's just. I think the bad
water polo.
Bad.
you have a water polo match with a couple of first graders. You better have small coffins on hand.
This is the second time now this happened on KC Radio. The imagery of baby coffins really fucks me up. Little coffins are fucking weird, man.
I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say funny.
They're thought you were gonna say funny, and then it was just like that just lingered in the air like long.
Missed on that one, my bad.
all right, let's do top five. Let's just run through some TV first, and that'll run into our top fives today. Top five is top five Star Wars. Top five is Star Wars, basically.
Yeah.
It's May the 4th be with you day, Star Wars Day. All the nerds go hard for their franchise. So we, the Star Wars experts, will be giving our top fives, but the rest of pop culture right now, the rest of TV, have you watched Invincible yet?
No, I heard great things, though.
It is
so good. It was inspiring you to read, if I saw tweets correctly.
Well, it's just they got picked up for season 2 and 3, but I'm hoping maybe not, because maybe, you know, animation and voiceover doesn't take that long, so maybe they can bang them out quickly, but I just don't want to wait.
You don't want to wait so bad, you want to read.
Well, you know, they're like graphic novels. They're like comic books.
Yeah.
You know? Nah, it's not real reading, you know? Maybe.
It's more difficult reading.
Well, also, it's a
I don't know
pages.
How to read a comic book.
It's a you can't, like...
Can't figure it out.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I haven't tried since I was young, but it's why I got out of the game as a kid.
John was just looking at the pages
like these conversations don't make any sense.
Well, the Invincible one, it's called the... It's a word that's like consortium, but it's not. It's called like the Cospodium or
Compendium.
Something. Compendium. Yeah. It's 1,000 pages long. It's like, what the fuck is that?
I'll fucking wait for the show.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
I looked it up and it was like paperback edition, $69. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's because it's like a 1,500-page book.
I was going to say, I think that's just the combination. Like, because Robert Kirkman releases them at like single issues. And when they put them all together, they sell it as that.
Sure. I guess
they
do the same. So that's why I'm buying like 100 comics. That's why it's 60 bucks. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you watch The Boys, right?
Yeah.
It's like The Boys. It's very similar to The Boys. It's real life superheroes. So, like, there's just so much death and violence in it where it's just like, you know, usually the aliens come and they start to wipe out the city and then, like, the superhero saves them. But they just show, like, the old ladies and the little kids getting wiped out first. So it's just like faces being ripped off and bones being pulled out. It's like excessively violent. It's a great story. I mean, it is
awesome. And I really, I realized the voiceovers is so. I was kind of like knock it, like saying how like how much easy work it is. But like J.K. Simmons is a voice, and Seth Rogen's a small bit, and every name is basically like a known name, and it makes a difference. Like it really does. It's like just as important as regular acting, really, in a way.
Oh,
like,
I bet,
to have their voice. So I watched Invincible, which I like could not get enough of. Like the Mets were just ruining my life every night. Because every time they were losing, I was like, I could just be watching Invincible right now. So that and then Mayor of Easttown, we're both on that one. I know you're really on that one. You really love it.
I love
it. Is your prediction about it? I'm only halfway through the most recent episode because I have to watch the Mets and that whole fucking thing with the home run being called back. That was wild. Is your prediction just like on a whim, or is there something in that episode that really points to it?
No, it's a kind of a whim. Okay. It seems like people are now starting to lean into Evan Peters being the guy.
Who's that?
It's the different American Horror Story. It's her partner.
The new, yeah.
I just like how she, Kate Winslet plays a role that is just probably the first woman to ever play this role. Like the disgruntled divorce detective who's kind of got like she hasn't really shown signs of being a drunk yet, but she likes to have her drinks.
Downtrodden life. Yeah. Yeah, we get along.
Yeah. But so in the first episode, at the end of the first episode or towards the end, there's a weird little something, a little, I don't know what it is, but it's Siobhan, Mayor's daughter, and her girlfriend like trying to cuddle, but there's like a
pulls away.
There's a little weird pull away. And then Siobhan lies to Mayor, like just, I don't think she outright lies, but she just never tells her, like when they find the kid dead, she's like, I saw her last night.
Yeah, she's
in a fight kind of deal.
Okay.
And then in this episode, you might have seen it already actually.
I saw her throw up.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That was weird.
I just think that's like
yeah. And
like,
they also the previous like the first episode they really hammer the fact that she ate too many gummies that one night.
Oh, in the first episode they did?
Remember that?
I don't remember
they're
that.
They're hanging out like they're about to have like band practice or whatever, and they're talking about getting weed, and that the girl is like, "Don't get from the same guy you got last time. Like that shit was trash." And all the friends are like, maybe it's because you ate 70 of them. And like Siobhan goes over.
Okay, this is ringing a bell now. Yeah.
So like they might be hammering home that she is like always drunk or high.
I think
your prediction could be right, but almost like an accident.
I think it's something like I think that scene of her throwing up before like a big show is something like you look back on like she was fucking up. She was fucked up with something.
They they're just doing random weird shit with her. For no other reason.
Yeah.
You know? But
it's like possible, right? Like,
I listened when you were saying it's very similar to The Undoing. Is that what that show was called?
Broadchurch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was also thinking of it as
the Undoing-esque as well.
Undoing, yeah.
It's a whodunit.
Everybody,
it's
like a whodunit. But they're planting seeds where everybody could be weird.
Yeah.
You know, the cousin priest weirds me out.
Both priests are clear. But like they're almost like it's the same reason why I knew it wasn't Frank at the end of it. Like I saw it's actually so awesome. I was at a bar last night, yesterday afternoon, and I was talking about Mayor of Easttown, and I was like trying to get my sister and her friend to watch it, and then people like stopped and were like, "Oh my god, Mayor of Easttown? Like who do you think it is?"
People going.
And it's like it's been so long since we had shows like that where it's like people are stopping.
But even and The Undoing, you did say all this. It was like that wasn't that great of a show, but people were talking about it just because we want something to talk about. I can't believe that anybody is. I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to binge. What do you think about releasing all of the episodes except for the finale? Because this is what happened with Invincible for me. I binged all of it, and I just happened to get caught up the final week. So I caught up, and then I like had a week to like read and talk and shit, and then there was the finale. So like, I do think just fighting the binge tide is like a battle you can't win.
I disagree. I think all the shows are now coming back to this.
What else is week to week?
All Marvel, all Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like HBO Max is going to be week to week stuff.
Well, HBO is always going to have week to week. I think it's just a matter of whether or not the shows hit.
Right. Like, but look, if Disney Plus and Marvel and HBO Max say we're doing week to week.
But those are
the titans.
So HBO Max did, they also did three at a time with Made for Love, which I thought was cool. You got 1 through 3. I think it was 9 episodes total.
That's the one you're talking about with the
girl from How I Met Your Mother and the Google thing. Yeah, like that was cool. I liked having like 3 at a time, but then still time to let it breathe. Because I also do like I like week to week, but there also is an element of like I want a little bit more. Like so, I'm wondering if there's a combination where you can do like. What if some weeks you get one, some weeks you get three? Like, I don't fucking know. Like, we'll just keep you on your toes. Could you imagine if you tuned into Mayor of Easttown next week and it was like 3 episodes?
I'd like it in the moment, and then I'd, it's like Chinese food dinners. They're great in the moment, and then afterwards I'm like, oh boy, I wish I didn't do that.
Should have had way less.
It's all it's awesome, and I'm like, I can't believe I just
overindulged way too much.
Disgusting pig.
Yeah.
The because like also that would fuck me up if you did all of them at one. Like it would be like Peaky Blinders. We're like, you watch the whole show, and then 2 years later, you're like, wait, what the fuck
happened?
That's
what people don't realize, too, about binging, is that, like, if you take, like, a year or, like, 18 months in between seasons, and then let's say there's 10 episodes, and you have 10 weeks of viewing, it's a couple more months.
Right.
You watch it in the first day, and you have another 2 years, that means you had, like, one day of viewing for, like, 3.5 years of waiting.
Right.
So it's just,
it doesn't
like,
make any sense.
No. And then you forget, you don't remember, and it's, like, not a thing.
I regularly, with Netflix, I have to go on YouTube and, like, find recaps.
Right.
Because, like, Netflix doesn't even really do recaps anymore.
No, which is so stupid. Yeah. I love a good recap. It's almost the liking week to week is almost the new I like subtitles.
I think so as well.
Where people are like, you're a loser, you're a nerd, like just give me the binge. And it's like, no, you're going to soak it in more, you're going to realize more, you're going to think
far
more.
Far more enjoyable.
So much more enjoyable.
But, and it's that's also, the reason it needs to be week
the right,
to week.
The right type of show. That's what I think, like dramas and mysteries.
Oh, yeah, comedy can rip it.
Yeah,
comedy
because if there's no discussion to be had, then there's no point to go week to week. But when there's
Amazon Prime does week to week with The Boys. Like,
Yeah.
I think week to week is all the big shows are week to week. And I think smaller shows are going to realize that. I think Jeff D. Lowe brought up an interesting point where he thinks that the streaming services realized with Stranger Things when, like, there's that big reveal at the end of episode 3 or season 3 and no one really cared because no one knew if they could talk about it or not.
I hate, I'm not like, at liberty to tweet about it. It's like, well, you're not going to get the same buzz then. You're not going to get to talk.
Yeah, it just goes off like a fart in a spacesuit. It's just like, you just get to enjoy it by yourself.
I watched Stowaway, too. You watched that with Anna Kendrick? She's they go to space, and there's a stowaway on the ship, which is kind of crazy because they go, like, through the atmosphere and everything. He, like, was, like, stuck in the fucking inside the ship. Whack. But then they only have enough oxygen for 3 people, and now there's 4. So they got to make all sorts of, like, calls about how to survive and what to do, basically.
Sounds pretty good.
It was. It was good. It was, you put something on space in front of me, I'll like it. I'll watch it. So I'm not a very good critic. I'm like harsh on everything but space movies. but that was a good movie. I watched, that's what I did on my vacation. I just watched. I just fucking watched.
I did Without Remorse last night too. It's awesome.
I started that last night, ended up watching the Mets game instead. But I know exactly what this movie's going to be. Like, I'm going to save it for a time where I just need. Oh, did we talk about Nobody? I think I already mentioned that. Bob.
Oh yeah,
Odenkirk. You watched that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Unbelievable.
So good. some of the ways they came up with death, like the death.
It's adult Home Alone.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
It's Home Alone.
It really is.
It's rated R. Home Alone.
Really fucking is. Have you seen Frank from Ireland?
I started it.
That they actually build it up as like Home Alone. Like there's a scene where.
I only saw episode 1.
I didn't watch it.
And I very much enjoyed it. And yeah. I was like hungover. And I was like, I actually want to watch this.
Yeah, I got to like give it some time.
Yeah.
I'm watching The Nevers on HBO. I've watched, that's kind of like a magical powers in like the 1800s
I've seen that one.
There's a lot floating around right now that's like, meh, like good. Like it's meh, all right. There's nothing like really, except for Invincible. Invincible blew my fucking dick.
And Mare of Easttown.
Right off my body. Yeah, Mare of Easttown too. All right, so now two non-Star Wars guys with the top 5 Star Wars characters, movies, moments. You want to just do it all? Top 5 from the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Brought to you by Blue Nile. It's Mother's Day coming up. You want to get your mom some nice jewelry. You want to get the mother of your children some nice jewelry. Any of the women in your life, any of the guys in your life, anybody who might want a nice piece of jewelry for a gift. Whether it is a special day for them, their birthday, an anniversary, a celebration of some sort, or if it's just a piece to say I love you or I'm sorry or here you go, congratulations, whatever it is, jewelry is always a great hit. And the easiest way to get it is buying online, right? You buy everything else online. Why would you not buy your jewelry? And I think some people get afraid, you know, you can't just go to Amazon and buy an engagement ring or, you know, hop on a website and get yourself a diamond or some nice jewelry. Well, yes, you can. It's Blue Nile, and they take all the steps to make sure that it's safe and make sure that it's all taken care of. Everything on the checklist has been hit. It will ship to you discreetly and safely. It's affordable pricing. It's high quality stones and gems. So they have just taken the entire jewelry process and modernized it, which is great because, you know, you used to have to go to like a street corner, you know, go to the Diamond District and you go to one of these places where there's the bulletproof glass and the double doors and you feel like you're in fucking Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. And you never know if you're getting schemed or scammed and is this even real? And you got some fucking guy with the monocle thing in looking, telling you how much it is. You have no idea. So why go to those guys when you can just do it all online where you can customize it yourself? If you're talking about an engagement ring, you can build it up and shape it and design it exactly how you want it to be, or any of the other smaller items. You can get earrings and pendants and bracelets, anything for the important people in your life who deserve a nice piece of jewelry. And right now you can get a discount because of me. That's right, because of me. When you use code KFC, go to BlueNile.com, code KFC, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. This is it, including engagement rings. So if you're going to propose, you can get yourself an engagement ring right now. $50 off when you spend $500 at BlueNile.com, promo code KFC. Jackie, if you got where's the last place on earth you would want to get proposed to at? Proposed to at by? We saw that guy who proposed to his girl at the NFL draft. And, you know, everyone thinks that's like so trashy and tacky. And it is. But also they were like the NFL couple. So she probably fucking loved it. It was a ring pop. Proposed with a ring pop on stage at the podium while announcing who their favorite team just drafted. I think that I'd rather die than live that life. But those people were as happy as can fucking be. So actually, let me ask you this. What's the worst, the last place you would want to get proposed to? And what do you think is the most unique place to you that you think other people would be like, oh my God, that's awful, but you would like find it amazing and like unforgettable?
The worst place, I mean, I think.
A game?
I want to say like a game.
Yeah.
But that's such like a cop-out answer.
Like when you see in the movies and the TV, you always see like at a restaurant. Or like,
yeah, I would never. I would never want that.
Like they put it like in the champagne glass or something like that, and then the whole fucking people are looking around like.
But I'm trying to think. But like, sometimes I like cheesy things too, and like sometimes I want people to. Like, I want everybody to applaud.
That's the thing. You want your fucking attention, but you want it. So what if it was like, you know, you're back home on the West Coast. You're at the beach over at sunset, overlooking something, and you're in public then, and people see it. You'd like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually
are you like a California beach girl?
Do I look like it? Yeah, I do. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh,
there it is.
I absolutely do not think you were kidding. Not even a little bit. But yeah, so like, would you want a beach proposal?
This is like already stressing me out. Like, I just don't really think about.
You've never envisioned it? Are you one of those girls? Do you think about like your wedding dress and your wedding day, where you want it to be? And no,
I don't like planning anything. I don't like planning. I mean, I'm failing out of school right now basically because I put off things. That I just like don't.
You're so young though to be thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like some girls legit think about this shit when they're like 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, I haven't thought about that. But I do know myself. I like some attention. And
what if somebody proposed at work at Barstool Sports? Like, what if Hank proposed to Rhea here? Which could, like, that's kind of what I mean about the NFL draft, where it's like, those things seem trashy and tacky, but Hank and Rhea's world, I'm only using them just because, like, they're the only couple here, but, like, their lives and their world and their relationship is because of Barstool, and that's where they came together. And, like, what if Hank, in some weird romantic way, but did it at here or on a live show or at something Barstool related, it would kind of make sense.
Yeah, you saw one, right?
Well, I was actually going to say, we had, I want to say a year ago. Maybe. I forget which Barstool Classic. Someone did it, proposed. Like, someone who was playing the tournament proposed to his girlfriend, like, on the course, like, while they were doing it. Like,
was she playing, too, or something?
No. I just think that was it. Like, clearly wanted to be, like, in content. Like, I'm sure he wanted the video out there, whatever. What about that? What if your thing was on, like, you getting proposed to was, like, all on
Barstool? What if you went viral? Right, like, what if your proposal went viral?
Went viral?
Yeah.
For the clicks.
Of course you went.
That checks out. In the office, that's a terrible. This is a tip. If somebody proposed to me in the KFC radio room, I would lose my shit.
Why is that? Why is that, Jacqueline?
No, I love the KFC radio room.
Sounds like it. Sounds like, yeah.
But you really love it. This room is a mess.
Well, you know what it is? It's like it's, you know, So it's something that, like, maybe some of the rookie members should clean up, you know?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a part of your job description,
maybe
is to clean up
the
studio.
The person whose studio this is and whose shit is everywhere
would hire people to clean it up. Yes, I agree.
I am hired.
That backfired so quick.
No.
Like, I've got a fucking half gallon of milk now just sitting here. That was your fault.
You're welcome. I came prepared.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
John was suffering because he's a child.
Shouldn't Jackie clean the studio? I was just saying that. What if?
No, I like it messy. Did you guys hear that out there?
No.
It was chaos. A possum broke into this fucking office.
Literally?
No.
A rodent of some sort? Like an animal out there?
Number one, if somebody throws me in this goddamn office, no.
Uh-huh. What'd you say?
I asked her because that guy who proposed at the draft. Like, where's a place that, like, you think the world would be like, this is tacky and trash, but, like, it actually is kind of romantic and fits, like, you personally. Like, I think those people who propose at the draft, like, they're probably so happy about that because they're, like, the weird football couple.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was saying, what if somebody at Barstool proposed? What if Hank, when they proposes to Rhea, like, at the Barstool office, which would kind of make sense because that's, like, their whole life. And then Jackie said that if someone proposed to her in the KFC radio studio, she would chop their head off and, like, spit in their eyeballs.
I never said those words.
You would kill him with your bare hands.
I think the office ruined that for people.
Like proposing at the gas station?
No. Well, Michael and Holly get proposed at the office. I think it's too much. Because he takes her through it, being like, this is where we became this.
Mm-hmm.
This is
where we did this. Right.
And
right.
I think
that's ruined.
You're like, like you're just copying the office, which is kind of weird.
I also asked Jackie, I said, like, are you like a, I know you're from California, but are you like a California beach girl? And she said, do I look like it? Yes. She goes, do I look like it? Yes, I do. Yes, I am. Ever the humble girl, Jackie. All right. Top five Star Wars.
You guys really had no questions about that opossum thing, huh?
Yeah, what?
I mean, I just clearly had to poop, and I was trying to cover up why I was gone for so long.
I was thinking you were gone for a long time, but also in this place, there's just wild shit that goes on there. I also, like, you, something must be drastically wrong with you, because you only shit, like, once a week.
So I know.
You just shit at the office.
I had greens this morning, and then chugged some milk.
You are disgusting.
Oh, an animal. An absolute animal.
You are the possum. You are the wild animal. There's a wild animal.
I feel like that was the best. Like, I was
John,
like,
Feidelberg, yeah.
I was walking back from the bathroom. I was like, oh shit, gotta come up with a cover. Possum. All I had in my bag was an opossum got loose in the office.
In the grand scheme of things, it was pretty quick. Now that I think about
as
it.
As my hand hit the door, I was like, oh, we're going to go with the opossum thing.
It's the only club I got in my bag right now. I guess we're using this one.
Just like, all right, we're going to do the opossum.
You could have gotten away with it.
I could have gotten away with it, but I concocted this beautiful lie. I had to share it.
This beautiful lie.
I was like, if they ask what happened, I'm going to talk about the opossum.
I mean, at one point, I was thinking this is an unusually long pee break, but poop never even entered my mind. God damn it. God damn you, John. Top five Star Wars things. Yeah. I'm going to go first pick overall, the lightsaber.
Oh, we're getting real broad.
Yep.
Okay.
You want to get specific with it? I know four people.
Oh, yeah,
how can we possibly get specific with it?
I don't know
specifics.
No. I like this list. Mine is Admiral Ackbar.
That's that guy. He's like an octopus looking thing, right?
The only reason I know him is he was the one of those things back in the day where you would go on a website and, like, you could just, like, save it. So, like, it was like there was just a website where it was just like it's a trap.net. And it would just be Adam Blackburn, like a million.
Oh, it's a trap!
It's a trap! It's a trap! It's a trap! And we used to regularly just put that on all the computers in the library,
the homepages,
turn the volume up,
yeah.
And just watch the librarians freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? It's a trap! It's a trap! It's a trap!
You're a big Admiral Ackbar guy.
Love right? Admiral Ackbar.
My number two pick, the Ewoks.
Okay.
Love those cute little fuckers. Yeah. Those cute little fuckers. They are like, I want an Ewok. I had a Shih Tzu puppy when I was a kid, and their faces kind of look like Ewok-y. So I basically used to just, I used to just, like, hope, like, I would, like, pray that he would start walking upright. Just if I had my dog just walking around on two fucking feet. What are you doing now? Are you picking at your nipples? What's happening?
Oh, well, that's not what my nipples are. I got hot sauce on my shirt. Just trying to get it off. Okay. Ewoks are great. Great at taking down Rex.
No.
Huh?
No.
Nah, I just took a stab.
I don't even know what that means.
What those big long leg things are?
AT-ATs.
Oh. AT-ATs. I was fucking close.
I knew it was a double. I feel like you might actually, after these first two things, maybe you know more about Star Wars than I do.
I've seen three of them. I've seen more than that. You've seen them all.
You've seen a lot of them.
You've definitely seen
the original three.
Original three, 100%.
You've definitely seen the last three.
No, I've not seen the last three. I saw the first one of the last three.
I bet you're lying. I bet you're wrong.
Why would I lie about this?
I just think you're wrong.
I saw the first one in theaters, and I fell asleep. It was like a Christmas day, or like I think it came out around a holiday.
Yeah.
And me and my dad went to go see it, and I fell asleep. And then I tried to watch it again when it came out on...
How many movies have you seen with Rey? Just one?
One.
Okay.
The first one. And then I fell asleep.
I've been saying this. I feel like when we get some distance between it, I think that the first three are going to be the only ones that are really regarded as like... Those were good.
I think
the last three are going to, like, even in real time, people were like, these are kind of all over the place and disjointed. And then the first prequels, that the second three that came out, but the first three, people, like, look back on them a little bit fondly now, being like, oh, we were kind of, like, too harsh or whatever. But when it's all said and done, I just think 4, 5, 6 are going to be the only three that are, like, those were good.
I might have seen all three prequels, but I was so, like, excuse me. I would have seen them, like, in theaters maybe. Like, they came out, what, in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. or just early whatever it was. I was young. Like, I don't remember them.
Yeah.
I definitely saw at least one in theaters, I think.
The pod racing was terrible, all that shit.
And then I saw – actually, the one I did like a lot was, like, the standalone.
What's that one called? Rogue One, I think, or something.
Rogue One.
Those are where I think Star Wars will continue to, like, put out things that people like. But I think trying to, like – finish the tale of the Skywalkers and the Jedi and all that shit. Like, I mean, do you like the way it ended, Nick? Bringing back the Emperor and, like, Rey.
No,
they
kind of
undid
cheap.
The whole thing. Like, well, like, guess what? Rey's related to them as well. It was like,
yeah,
it's all cheap.
In the second one, like, I know they switched directors and, like, he went a whole different way with it, but they set it up where, like, she came from nowhere, and that was kind of cool.
That was the point, was that you didn't have to be.
Yeah, it's like a new origin, and
right, and then it wasn't.
And they're like, she's Palpatine. Yeah.
So stupid. Yeah. All right. My third pick.
Wait, I didn't get a second.
Okay.
My second pick. Pod racing. I like the pod racing.
It was like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, very fast. Yeah.
It was just a racing movie.
Yeah. So. Was it a full movie? Was it all about pod racing?
Not a full one, but that was, like, you know, what he was doing as a kid. Right?
I think I might have played the video game.
I was gonna say the video game was fucking awesome.
I think I enjoyed the pod racing. Yeah. So I'm gonna change my answer to specifically the video game.
Okay. I like that. It's a good.
They made one for the Xbox Kinect that's fucking awesome because you're, like, sitting driving and it, like, follows your hands to, like, as if it's the wheel. That one was great.
I'm going to go with.
Oh, it's on my hand. Every time I clean it, there's another spot. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? It's in my palm.
I'm so glad you're back, because somehow when you were gone, I was the dumb one, and now I'm looking at him and, like...
My third pick, I'm going to go with the, Mandalorian race, like Boba Fett.
I've seen the Mandalorian. Well, no, I haven't seen season two. I've seen season one of the Mandalorian, so that's another thing I've seen.
Yeah.
Another Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Again, that's where I think they're going to, like, continue to thrive, where they make, like, these standalone series and things like that. But the, like, the bounty hunting, the mat, like that, the helmets are one of the coolest, like, things in all of.
Boba Fett's very cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mandalorian as a race.
Well, you know what? I'll take Boba Fett. So that way, if you want to do other Mandalorian things, you can pick that. I'll take Boba Fett.
Okay. I'm not going to do anything like that.
Okay.
Fine.
I take them all.
Okay. Fine.
I take them all.
Fair.
They're all mine.
My number three is when Kylo Ren kills Harrison Ford.
Okay.
That's just in case no one's
spoiler
seen
alert.
It.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's just so it goes on a graphic. I mean, we're probably pretty well past.
Yeah, we're past.
We've had
spoilers.
Two movies since then, but I don't know. Just in case. Just really ruin someone's day.
I love to think that there's some guy who's just getting to the point.
See,
you know,
Star Wars
like,
thing.
He's like, I he's sitting there, he's like, oh, Harrison Ford, like, and my grandma died yesterday. Fuck you, Feidelberg.
It's like a fucking, they just saw, I like to think that there's someone in the world who has hit play anything on Netflix, and then
and
it played,
up.
And it played Solo, the standalone
movie,
and he was like, this Star Wars thing, I hadn't heard about this. I'm gonna have to check it out. And he started episode one.
and he got right to
he's
there.
He's getting to episode seven tonight. And I fucking burned him.
all right. My fourth pick here. I'm gonna go with the sound that the laser guns make.
Pew pew.
Yeah. Like that is like the original. Pew 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 pew. Like the definitive pew pew. That's yeah, PewDiePie.
It's like
that,
what the ice at John F. Kennedy Rankin Barnesville Mass sounds like.
What?
I told this story.
Yeah. What was it?
It was just like it was insufferable, I would imagine, to the parents. Because you just walk around, you slam your stick on the ice and go,
Yeah.
That's and this is all and children did in warm-ups.
Nick, what were the colors of the lasers?
Red.
The bad guys were red, right? Or are they all red? I'm thinking of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
In G.I. Joe, I'm such a like I love the color blue. But I think in G.I. Joe, the bad guys' laser guns were blue, and the G.I. Joes were, like, red, and I was just, like, it drive me crazy that the bad guys were fucking my color. But anyway.
You talking about the Channing Tatum movie?
The cartoon.
Ah, okay.
Channing Tatum movie. You never watched G.I. Joe, the cartoon?
I'm sure I've seen it, but you know, I don't think I saw it. I don't really remember it.
Did you ever have the action figures?
G.I. Joes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More Barbies than G.I. Joes, but.
That's not a surprise.
No, I didn't. But I did have one picture of me with a Barbie, and I stole it from my sister because she was going to use it as blackmail against me. I stole it, lit it on fire.
Did you really? You burned the evidence?
Yeah, I actually don't remember how I dis-
yeah, you got rid of
I
it.
Got rid of it, but I did get rid of it.
Yeah, the laser beams, though, like
it's an hour regret.
The thought of, yeah, that would be great material to have now.
A picture to have.
Also, you know, like, I'm gay. That could be the way you come out, you know?
Played with Barbies is gay now? Kevin. Yeah. Oh, I like fucking touching naked tit. Gay.
True. I would
molest Barbies.
I definitely there was
they're inanimate objects, you fucking weirdos. Everyone's like, whoa, call the police.
Yeah, listen, not me, brother. There was a life-size Barbie in my house that was like, you know, like 3 feet tall. And I thought about trying every which way to enjoy myself with that thing. Ultimately, there was no way. I was like, maybe if I put it in between the legs or like between the arm. There's got to be some crevice in this doll that I can fuck. There wasn't.
Yeah, Jackie and Zach had real fucking visceral reactions like they fucking asked permission from their dildos.
Did you get consent? They go home, they open up their top drawer. That weirdo Feidelberg. Can you believe what Feidelberg was talking about today on this show? Probably share them. Probably swap them. Got any advice on which one I should pick up? Your pick.
Samuel L. Jackson.
The fact that that Samuel L. Jackson has on his resume has like Jedi Lord or whatever the fuck is insane. Yeah. Like that's how
Jackson.
Did he get that gig?
I love when he ad libbed a sign, "You fucking cunt" in episode 2.
He has to be the last person I would ever think of. Who is the last person, like last actor right now you would think to be cast in a Star Wars movie? Because I bet you like
Kevin Spacey.
I think that he would be a good choice.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. That would make perfect sense in a weird way. Like, I got to find the children and find the force within them. I think prior to Samuel L. Jackson being in Star Wars, people would have been like, that the answer to that question would have been Samuel L. Jackson. Like, you can't imagine him doing some like white people nerd shit. No fucking way. And then he became like kind of a beloved one, right? No, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, people like him. They wanted to see him be like the ultimate bad guy at the end because he kept saying, he kept trying to start the rumor like, Jedis have fallen from far heights.
In real life, he tried to.
Like, yeah, yeah. He was trying to push that around to tease like he might be coming
back.
I
feel like what if like I wish like Danny DeVito would be in
Star Wars. Great.
Danny DeVito should be like a Yoda, you know? Like he kind of just looks like Yoda. Yeah. Just paint Danny DeVito green and let him rock. All right, is this my last pick or your pick? What?
I just picked Samuel L. Jackson for my third or fourth. Yeah.
That was your fourth, and now Kevin's fifth.
Mm-hmm. Last pick for all the best things of Star Wars. I'm going to pick the best thing that ever happened because of Star Wars is Spaceballs.
Oh, good pick.
With no Star Wars, there is no Spaceballs. And Spaceballs is one of the best, funniest fucking movies of
Spaceballs
all time.
Spaceballs is the movie I watch. As a kid, I had weird viewing habits. I didn't see G.I. Joe. I was too busy watching fucking Monty Python and Spaceballs.
Oh, Monty Python sucks.
I don't know why you like Monty Python. Life of Brian. It's bad. Holy Grail. I mean, come on. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition is one of the funniest things of all time.
Nope.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, my number five. Fuck. I kind of just thought we weren't going to get here. I don't know what I thought was going to happen.
What's hilarious is like nobody's picked like Luke Skywalker. No one's picked Darth Vader.
The trash octopus.
I don't even know. What's that?
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
I love the trash octopus. I think it was cool. Scary. Interesting.
What movie is that from?
It's from A New Hope. It's in it for like 2 seconds. Then that's not even the thing that tries to kill him.
Oh, right? You know what I like too?
They like shoot it off. Like it's like wrapping up someone's leg, right?
Yeah, it is. They like quickly shoot it, and then the trash compactor like tries to like crush them, and that's.
I like the when Luke like lives inside that other thing when he kills that thing and hides inside it for warmth.
Yeah, the Tauntaun.
Yeah, the Tauntaun.
Yeah. So another thing that we could have had from the Star Wars universe is. That time Leonardo DiCaprio slept inside a horse.
Yeah, it's like that was totally from fucking Star
just
Wars.
Got that idea. Yeah, without that scene, that Leo happened. Doesn't get his Oscar. Leonardo DiCaprio
effect, motherfucker.
Yeah, honorable mention. Leonardo DiCaprio's Oscar. It's
number five pick for you is Leo's Oscar. No explanation. Yeah. Just put Leonardo DiCaprio in the Revenant. And that's it. Yeah. You figure it out, assholes. You must listen to figure out how why. That it's crazy that he got the Oscar for that. I gotta let's just do voicemails, right? You gotta get here by five,
yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. Never mind.
I mean,
I was just gonna quickly say
Frank's
how
Frank's gonna leave me, but
yeah, Frank might.
Yeah, Frank might.
When Frank told Brianna, maybe next month I'll do your fucking review.
Yeah,
she was like, you want to do a culotta review? Maybe next month. Frank. Okay. Voicemails today are brought to you by nuts.com. It's the best kept secret. For snavvy snackers across the country.
Snavvy snackers.
If you are a snavvy snacker, you know that nuts.com is the truth. It is the go-to spot for high-quality, delicious snacks. You can get, like, white chocolate. We're not just talking, like, peanuts, you know? Talking, like, white chocolate toffee. I don't know how to say this word.
Toffee. Yeah, you know you know.
Toffee?
Toffee.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Toffee?
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not fucking with you. That's how
like,
I say it.
Like, coffee toffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Toffee, but even people like I say coffee, but people say cop. People don't say aw the way I say aw. But for toffee, you do. Everybody says toffee.
I say coffee and I say toffee.
What about if you're one of these people who say like coffee? Would they say toffee? Or does everyone say toffee?
They definitely might. I've never heard that a person
toffee.
Such as
see,
that.
See, I don't even know what toffee is.
It's coffee candy.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think it's coffee flavored candy.
I thought toffee was about the not the flavor but the consistency or whatever it is.
I
toffee is the type of thing that'll break your teeth when you chew it, right?
Yeah, it's like peppermint bark but coffee flavor.
Right.
Is my guess.
Well, they've got that. Sure. They've got bourbon pecans. That's another one. Do you say pecan or pecan?
I say pecan pie, but I say an individual pecan.
Pecan, yeah, you can be like a pecan.
Yeah.
That's also something I don't think I've ever had a pecan before.
I've definitely had pecans.
Yeah.
I've had pecan pies. I've had pecans. I've had it all.
How about crystallized ginger and honey sesame sticks?
Whoa.
I mean, we're talking like high level snacks that you just like concoct.
That's
you
some
know?
Fucking old fashioned penny candy store shit.
Yeah, this
which
is.
Which I used to get at Zeb's in North Conway, New Hampshire.
Now you don't have to go all the way to New Hampshire to get it.
Zach got real gassed up. He's like, I don't fucking Zeb's. Zeb's is the shit.
There's like 18 people who are like, Zeb's! Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you can't get all the way up to New Hampshire and Zeb's, you can go to nuts.com. It's not just about nuts lovers. It's about your entire pantry. Get everything you need, one-stop shopping to get your snacks, your candies, your fruits, and everything to like that you need to bake, like mixes, and they got pasta. I mean, what is this store? What is this place? Get all your pecans and pasta here at nuts.com. It's insanity. You get everything you need. Simple and convenient way to get the nutritious, delicious, healthy snacks that you need delivered right to your door. Over 4,000 products to choose from. They've got family stuff for your kids. They've got adult snacks, custom trail mixes where you can pick what goes in, plus all the raw organic, roasted, salted, and candied nuts you can imagine, even chocolate dipped. So they got different flavors, different candies, different fruits, different consistencies, everything you need at nuts.com. It's a family-run business that takes pride in getting you the freshest nuts out there. So go to nuts.com. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to text 64,000 to – no, here's what we're going to do. You're going to text Barstool to 64,000. So that's 64,000. You're going to text Barstool to that number, and you'll get free shipping on your first order of nuts.com. Get all the snacks you need sent right to your apartment, right to your house. Go to text Barstool to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order at nuts.com. Voicemails, let's go.
Hey, first time, long time. What's up, KFC? What's up, Fights? What's up, everyone, especially Jackie? So when I was in fifth grade, we had an assembly called to us, and it was because everyone was pulling each other's pants down during recess. I mean, it was an absolute war of every single person pulling their pants down. I just want to know, for whatever reason, why did you guys have an unexpected school assembly? Thanks. Bye.
That's first of all funny because I never had that specifically, but I feel
is
like
that are they is he describing pantsings?
Pantsing, yeah,
or they're just pulling their own pants down.
No, I think pantsing. I took that to mean
I like to picture it as
everyone just like
students just like, like kids like whispers in the hallway like, we doing it today? Like everyone gets out.
Everyone at 2:35, everyone just put your pants down.
Almost like signs, like teachers are looking from out the windows, and like the kids are all just fucking frozen still, pants around their ankles in the recess yard. I'm like, what are the kids doing again? The kids just spent an entire half hour.
If kids had any sense of comedy and timing, they would do that. They would do that shit. That's gotta
all
be
the teachers are huddled in their classrooms, like all together, like looking out, like, what do we do now?
What are they doing? That's where I gotta imagine being a teacher, because these things do happen. They're like, I didn't experience the pantsing one. I mean, we pantsed each other in school, but we never had an epidemic to the point that you, oh yeah, that ruined your life.
It didn't ruin my life.
Well, you know, it did, you just didn't know it.
Huh?
Because your little dick was out, right?
No, I didn't get pants. I did the pantsing.
Oh, right. You ruined their life.
Yeah. I did the pantsing, and it improved my life because it was the first time I learned I have the clutch gene.
Go on. Wait.
Okay, so for those who don't remember, I've told this tale before. Sixth grade, I believe, Mr. Fitz, one of the good teachers, gym teacher, but he counted. I pant somebody, and
the punishment is just obscene.
And it was, I had my punishment. It was either going to turn me in. And which was like, you get suspended. And this is like him telling me, getting me scared. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, I don't know. And I end up on a sex offenders list because I pulled down someone's pants in a boy's gym locker.
They also just didn't
it
have
wasn't
any
like
boxers
it was the girls weren't around. It was just in the guy. We were
they had
in
no
boys
underwear
locker
on though, right? So their dick and balls were out.
No, I think they had underwear on. I think I just got that with me. Mm-hmm. Took that bad boy along for the ride. And then my punishment was, I forget if it was I had to hit six, I think it was I had to hit better than 50%. So I think I had to hit 6 out of 10 free throws while the kid who I pantsed
sat right there and watched.
Sat on the baseline watching fights, shoot free throws for his life.
You know? I'm gonna be on
a sex offender
list. Dude, I'm on the line. Like, my mom's gonna kill me. I'm gonna get suspended from school.
And you know. And hoops is not your game,
right?
Man.
Like, I'm gonna fucking end up on a sex offender list. I'm gonna have to tell all my neighbors. I fucking look at a little kid's dick.
Two.
Like,
just ice ball, water in
ball
the
back. Ball back. Yeah. Let's fucking go, baby.
You're like, you want to go double or nothing, coach?
Yeah.
You want? How about this? If I hit 12, I get to do it again.
Yeah. If I hit 12, you gotta show your dick. Three.
do you know the kid that you did it to? I mean, obviously, no, but
I do know.
Were you friends with him?
It wasn't like a bullying thing. Like he was a good
fine
friend.
After that.
Yeah, he's totally fine.
I guess in front of the guys, it's no big deal.
Yeah, well, it was.
If you get pantsed with your dick and balls out in front of the girls in like elementary school, middle school, that's the type of shit that could turn you into a school shooter. That's the type of shit you come in the next day with a gun and you mow everybody down. That could ruin. I mean, I farted doing the sit-ups in the presidential test, and that like almost ruined my existence. And then I remember there was one time, I don't remember the details exactly, but I had on basketball shorts. We were in gym class, whatever, and I was sitting against the wall. I was sitting on the ground, and I was sitting like this, kind of, you know, just like, and I had basketball shorts on, and they like kind of like fell down. You know what I mean? They're just like loose, so they're like hanging there. And there was this girl, her name was Becca. She was like the hot chick. She was like the cool chick. And she was like, oh god, like she can't do this. She was like, oh my god, like put your shorts up, whatever. And I was like, oh my god. And like in front of everyone, and everyone was kind of like, oh whoa. And it was just like because like my thigh was showing or whatever, but I was like, it's not like my dick was out or anything. But I was like, oh my god, this is like the worst experience of my life. Like Becca just dunked on me in front of all these kids for no fucking reason.
Put your milky fucking thighs away, you animal.
That was almost worse. In my head, it was like, if my balls were hanging out, I would understand her being like, oh my god, oh my god. But it was just like, oh, your legs. I can't, my field of vision cannot be burdened by that. That crushed me for a little while. So I feel like if my dick was ever out, you're just a bully, man. I got a friend who's got a stalker right now, who said he tracked him down and called his office and was like, this employee bullied me like, you know, 25 years ago, and he's a racist and he's a this and he's a that. And
what?
Yeah, like crazy shit. And then my buddy, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, well, so you bullied this guy, right? And he was like, well, yeah, but I mean,
get over it, dude.
Yeah, he was like, it was 25 years ago. It's like, it was like something like he like kissed the girl that he liked or whatever the other guy liked, and he was like, bro, if that's gonna get me a stalker, I'm gonna get like 1,000 stalkers. Okay, he's like, I did it to everybody. But yeah, you were a bully. You were a bully. All right. So, but the question here is, what? The question was,
Any weird?
Yeah. So we never had the pantsing revolution. We did have. We got yo-yos banned from school. Everyone was yo-yoing. We got the wasps. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Like anybody who was fucking around with rubber bands, you get in big trouble. The girls got spaghetti strap.
These are all things that like, you had assemblies for? We had zero.
I guess the question was assemblies. We didn't have an assembly, but we had.
We didn't have anything.
This we would have like an announcement. Or
educators
like,
or teachers. Like, yeah. We were just allowed to do whatever we wanted.
Yeah, it sounds like. Well, you. Was this like. What's it called? Boarding school?
No. Oh, there were less rules.
Yeah, because that I understand where it's just like, whatever, man. But. I guess we didn't have assemblies, but we definitely had like an announcement over the speakers or like a thing that it was known. It was like a situation.
The only assembly I ever remember led to one of the more embarrassing things in my life, which was we had Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe came to school, talked about how he was the Patriots quarterback. I was in middle school. He was a Patriots quarterback at the time. And, he was just talking about how he got to the league and dedicated his life and blah, blah, blah. And he said one thing he did he credited the most to, or you know, I don't know if it's the most, but one thing he did that egged him on towards success was he wrote on all his posters, I will be in the NFL one day.
Right.
And I went home and wrote, I will be in the NHL one day on all my posters, and was just like, Oh, now I just wait till the checks come in.
I was gonna say.
And
step two, write the down. Step three, question mark. Step four, money.
But then, like, those posters, I didn't move. I didn't, like, update my room. Those posters hung well until when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be in my room and be like, why does that say I'll be in the NHL one day? And I'd be like, yeah,
well,
it's pretty,
you,
pretty apparent that's not going to happen anymore. <is it?"> Like, I had girls be like, why does that say on your Patrick Waugh poster, I will be in the NHL one day? And I was like, ah.
It's like in.
I thought that's all I had to do. Drew Bledsoe told me.
In Invincible, he names himself Invincible. And, like, at one point, Seth Rogen kicks his ass. And he's like, you look pretty invincible to me, bro. Like, I don't know about that nickname.
Dude, I had a buddy who tried to nickname himself Legend in high school.
Oh.
Yo, it was so funny because he was so.
Honestly, though. Yeah, he's kind of a legend for that.
Like, he wasn't even with us so much as so with his parents. Like,
he tried to get his parents to call him Legend?
We'd be at his house.
What?
His mom would yell downstairs, like, John, come up to clean something or go and rotate the laundry or whatever. You go, call me Legend. And he's like, get the fuck up here! I only answer the Legend now.
I would absolutely physically abuse my children if they tried to get me to call them Legends.
He really doesn't give a shit if we did. He just wanted his mom and dad to.
That, again, that's some white people shit. Like, that running joke of, like, you know, you must call. I bet that kid calls his parents by his first name. Their first name. I bet that kid makes his parents call him Legend. What a douchebag. All right, next question.
How you doing, fellas? This is the first time I'm calling in, but I just wanted to try to get some advice. I've been talking to this girl for about a month, a little over a month. It's been going very well. We've already said that we loved you and stuff like that, so we've gotten real close. But I was just wondering, how do you guys feel about open relationships? She's mentioned it a few times. I think that's what she wants. I don't really know how to feel about it. Like, I'm more than open to her.
Bro, this guy being like, we're a month in, things are great. What do you think about fucking other people? What do you think about being in a relationship while also fucking?
Yo, my guy's going to call back next month and be like, yo, so what do you think about giving bank information to people you've known for 2 months? Like, come on, dude. You can't start talking open relationships a month in. I guess, actually, there's any time to do it.
No, I kind of disagree. Yeah, that would be the time where it's like, well, we are now about to, like, you know, go down the monogamy path for most people, but I'd rather not. But it's just funny to be like, things are going great. There's one little hitch. She likes to fuck other dicks. She likes other dicks than mine. So I think
the only thing is, we can't have a conversation that doesn't end in, like, can I go fuck that guy?
Yeah. I think I would. This is all talk, because at the end of the day, I probably would just be like a little, like, jealous bitch about it. But if I
would be so jealous. Yeah. I would. I've had moments with, like,
a girl. I think if I was dating a girl and she approached me about an open relationship, I'd be like, okay. And then I would be so down, and then I would eventually, like, be like crying about it. But in the beginning, a girl saying it to you, I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I think I am not the man who can handle it.
No, I agree. I'd be like,
pretend. Can I just do it?
Yeah.
Even then, I would feel
the guilt almost.
Yeah, like, well, I don't even want to do it. I lose the sneaky aspect of it.
What do you think? I'm doing this for sex?
Yeah.
Doing it for the mental manipulation.
Just don't talk about it? like, ever?
I could never.
We do not come to agreement or anything. It just kind of happens.
If you were doing an open relationship, would you rather be don't ask, don't tell, or you, like, are aware of everything that's going on?
Fucking don't. Kevin, are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
Were you asking me that question to kind of set up something?
No,
I think you know how I operate.
I think if you're going to do it, though, like, I think the reason why these things don't work is because I think if you do don't ask, don't tell for that, it doesn't work. You have to be so secure that you can talk about it and be about it and be okay with it.
Come home, have a glass of fucking Chianti, and be like, was that guy's cock like?
Yes.
No thanks.
Yes, but I think that's the ones who work. I think if you're going to do the open relationship thing,
it has to be
you're so genuinely, like, the same way you're cool with, like, if your girl just went out with her girls for the night, like, yeah, go have a girls' night. You have to be that level of cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, go blow that
guy. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Not this guy.
There's that.
No, I don't have. Like, I just. It's, and, like, I'm. It's me. It's my problem.
Yeah. No. Well, it's not a problem. It's pretty fucking normal.
Yeah. But it's I lack the self confidence to be like,
Right.
Go ahead, I think we all do. I think there's a very select few, but I think they're like more evolved than us. I think the people who are in open relationships and are good probably look at people like us being like, you guys are fucking children. Like, you can't get over the fact that, like, she's hooked up with someone else. Like, get fucking over it, dude.
You're probably right, but also I think they have mental issues.
I don't know. What do you think's more mental issue-y? Being like, this girl is mine and all mine, and we can only fuck each other, and we can't, like, experience anyone else in this world? Or being like, yeah, we kind of fuck other people.
Not fair. Not fair. Objection. You said it. You drastically changed tones of voice.
Okay. All right. What do you think is more ridiculous? Like, this girl is mine. She's only mine. I can only fuck her and she can only fuck me and that's it. Or, how would I do it the other way? I'd be like, yeah, you can just fuck anything at any time, anywhere you want and have to be like totally okay with that emotionally. I honestly think it's a little – I think monogamy is weirder coming from a guy who everyone knows. But, like, it just is not normal. I think it's way more normal to be like, yeah, we, like, live together and we really, like, love each other. But also you can get some dick here and there. Both of us. But, yeah, anyway, that guy's going to break up with his girl.
I think you're probably going to break up. I think I would have said that if you said – you just said a month, I love you in a month. But that's one of those things you're either going to break up – pretty messy, or you're gonna live together after. Mm-hmm. There's no in between. It's not gonna be like, yeah, we dated for 3 years and it was fine.
It fizzled or whatever.
It's gonna crash and burn. Burning down.
Yep.
Or in like a great love story.
Yep. All right. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by Roman. So whether you're in an open relationship or a monogamous relationship, and no matter what it is, you want to get more. You want to be better in bed. You want to please your partner. You want to last longer and have it all be better. Roman is the answer because they've got medicine and supplements and whatnot that make your entire sexual experience better, longer lasting, and healthier. So they've got pills and medication for erectile dysfunction. They've got medicine for low testosterone. And then they've even got these swipes where it's not even it's not medicine. It's not prescription strength. It's just a medicated swipe that you rub on your dick and it makes you last a little bit longer. So whether you are with, you know, the one girl of your life or you're having a open relationship fling, no matter what it is, you want to open up those Roman swipes, pop them on, and make sure you last longer for you, for her, for him, whatever the situation may be. Longer lasting sex is always better. So go to GetRoman.com/KFC. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com/KFC for $5 swipes. Last one, Nick. Let's go.
What's up, KFC Fights, rest of the crew? Just saw an ad for the Logan Paul Mayweather fight. And I guess that just leads me to the question, would you rather be able to fight, like, not to the extent of them, but, like, be able to beat someone up in a bar fight? Like, you're never going to lose a bar fight. Would you rather be able to fight in that aspect, or would you rather be able to read? I mean, personally, yeah, being, like, a guy that can beat everyone up is cool, but I'd rather be able to read. Like, I don't know, Floyd Mayweather, you can't read, man. Let me know your thoughts.
Is the question here, would I rather be able to fight, but I cannot read?
Yeah.
Or I can read, but or I'm just like me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, come on. We gotta make these hypotheticals somewhat reasonable. Like, if it was, let's say we all just have the ability to read, and it's like, can I fight? I have really great fighting skills or really great, like, educational skills. Like, if I was a really well-read, like, informed person. So either, like, the greatest intellectual, educated person of all time or the greatest, like, physical fighter of all time.
I like how this wasn't even be, like, a great fighter. It's like, you can win a bar fight, but, like...
Yeah, it's like, so you either can, like, you know, like, knock a dude out at, like, you know, fucking at, like, O'Brien's pub.
He'll get a few in. Illiterate. He's going to get a few in, but you might get lucky. Like, but you can't read.
I mean, I guess if we're going with my thing where it's like, would you rather be the most, like, intellect of all time or the best, like, fighter? I'll take the fighting.
Really?
I think again, if the levels that we're talking about, I'm still, like, myself. Like, I'm still educated enough. But, like, I'm thinking of, would you rather be – like Stephen Hawking type of understanding of the world and shit, or be able to fight, I'll take the fighting.
That's I don't even, if it's all the way to Stephen Hawking level, I think that's just too much. I don't
right.
know
okay.
that
so
much.
I agree with but that. Like, so it almost becomes a negative. Yeah. So who do you think is like the smartest, like who's like a person who impresses you with their smarts and their, you know, that
I mean, I went right to Bill Nye, who I guess is up there too, but like.
Would you rather be Bill Nye or like Floyd Mayweather? I mean.
I don't know. I've been in fights before. They were fun in the moment, but like.
This is what I always say about the fighting thing though, is being able to fight, you end up not fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like, I know I can beat the shit out of you. It all comes down to that to me. It's like, if I knew that I could beat up anybody in any moment, I wouldn't just walk around punching people, but I would walk around being like, if shit goes down, I'm good, you know? And that just translates into the way you talk to people and the way you carry yourself and the way, you know, where it's like, if we're in a bar and this guy like steps on my foot and some dumb shit pops off, don't worry, I can beat the fuck out of him. Your whole existence is different because of that. Whereas I think I'm trying to think of a good example of who's really impressive with their smarts. Who is there a guy who's like, that girls think is like sexy because of their smarts? Like the most eligible bachelor because he's like, not really, right? But you know,
I'm
guys
also
are
just like, you know, I don't know, like pop culture and
yeah,
and
that's
like
I mean, it just I would like, as long as I get to maintain my level of intelligence, which like I'm okay with. I think I'm pretty well informed and pretty like educated and understand things. I don't want to be dumb. If the question is like, do you want to be physically like able to fight or like you're an absolute fucking idiot, I will take my intelligence. But if we're not going to nitpick and be like, would you rather be the top most educated guy or the top like fighter? And I guess if you're telling me that, like, if I'm Elon Musk and I can turn that into, like, $200 billion, okay. But if I'm – here's what I'm picturing. The guy from – the How Do You Like Them Apples guy from Good Will Hunting. It's like, okay, that guy is, like, super well-read and, you know, has a bunch of degrees and great – went to great schools. I'd rather be Good Will Hunting.
I've said this before, and, like, I think that I walk around undeservingly as if – I've done this so many times, as if I can beat anybody up. I don't know why I have it in my head.
You're so dumb.
That I just like.
That's why you ran over to the rap battle the other day, just being like, oh, it's not. Oh, it's a big fight. Who wants to catch these fucking hands?
No.
I actually want you to get beat up so bad.
I
don't want you to. I don't want you to be in pain or anything, but I do want you to have to come in. Oh my God. Could you imagine one day? Could you imagine the scene? Jackie walks in the fucking door. And she's like, hey, Jackie, whoa, what happened to you? And she's just like, got a black eye and she's like missing a tooth. And she's like I got beat up in a street fight.
Yeah, but I would look be so
like,
cool.
Oh, I'm like, I would be throwing a fucking party if Jackie got her ass kicked.
So you, okay.
I want you to lose a fight so bad.
To lose a fight?
I mean,
but that's the thing is, I can't.
Fight, but I also want you to lose a fight.
That's never going to happen because I'm never going to lose a fight. Like, I
but that's why I want you to lose a fight, because of that statement right there.
But it's crazy. I've been ready my whole life, and like, I've not gotten even slightly in a fight.
Because of, like, what? Have you ever been in, like, any, just, like, you know, where it's like it might have gone down?
No. Like, I'm just, like, I'm also
never
not
had
a confrontational
like, girl drama? Like, my boyfriend's ex, like, showed up and was, like, you know, screaming and yelling at you, like... Never been in a bar altercation. Never.
I'm not like a problematic person. Like
no, but so. Sometimes you know, like problems find you. You know what I mean? Like you've never even been close to a fight. Yet
no.
You are.
Somebody come fight me.
Assure me, you will never.
No.
You
would, I'm kidding.
She just goes, "Somebody come fight me." It's like somebody is going to come and fight you if you fucking throw that out there.
I would love some like some Puerto Rican chick on the subway to just run your shit.
I'm actually totally kidding. The point is that I think that it goes straight to my head, and I walk around. I think like
you wouldn't know like the first thing. I don't think right of how to fight.
Are you challenging me to a fight?
Because I'll fight you. Rough and rowdy, me versus Jackie. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, I think when you're a girl and you fight, like, you know, the first thing you always see is, like, these girls, like, they take their rings off. They take their earrings off. They put their hair up. There's, like, okay, it's time to fight, and this is what you do as a girl. And I don't think you know any of those things.
Yeah. But.
Like, I feel
I'm pretty
like,
scrappy. Like, in soccer, I would
you were like chippy. You would like trip people and like elbow people and like.
And then I think that.
So you're dirty. You're like a dirty fighter. You'd be like gouging eyes and shit like that. You're a scumbag.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, and that is true. I need someone to fucking
dog walk.
I'm totally kidding, for the record.
But I don't think you are.
I do want to just test it out like one time.
Why don't you go to like a? Why don't you fight Rough and Rowdy?
No.
What's your number for Rough and Rowdy?
I mean.
$100,000.
I would never want to publicly like humiliate myself like that. Like if I'm gonna fight
for $100,000, would you do it?
Oh. Maybe. No, I don't think I could. I think I'm turning down all Rough and Rowdy. I don't want.
I will do that.
Because.
A fucking heartbeat.
Because why? Because you're afraid you're going to lose? No, you're not. You say you're going to win every fight you ever get. Well, you would want to fight some, like, these girls from, like, the fucking backwoods of West Virginia. You think you would beat them in a fight?
Logically, I know I can't, but, like.
Irrational confidence.
Irrational love confidence?
It. Love it.
I think.
Are you strong?
No.
Yeah, it's like, so there's like no reason for this. You played sports nothing. Growing up, right?
What?
You played sports?
Yeah.
Were you like a good athlete? Were you like star of the team type of shit?
That's a complicated thing. I was, and then I got injured, and it's a whole thing.
What happened? What, your knee or some shit?
I rolled my ankle, and then I like was the best, and then I wasn't, and then I had a little career, and then I wasn't, and whatever. But point is, I was good.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah, I know. But then.
So you were what? You were on the soccer team?
Yeah.
You were the star. And then rolled your ankle?
Rolled my ankle.
I mean, you need to like. Did you have like surgery?
Well, I broke it.
Okay. Broken ankle.
I didn't break it.
Did you just like rest and put your foot up for a couple weeks?
No. It was like,
did you
I don't
need,
know.
Like surgery?
Whatever. We don't need to talk about this.
Oh, yes, we do. No. Did you need surgery?
No.
So you just, like, twisted your ankle.
It was a bone contusion and other stuff with
you
little ligaments.
You bruised your ankle.
No. Technically, yes.
Yes.
But it's, like, a really bad bruise.
Okay. A really bad bruise is the reason why you were no longer the best soccer player on the team.
Well, when you put it like that.
And the other girl who was now the best, she was probably, like, a year younger than you.
No, I was the youngest on the team.
You were the youngest on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So were you like called up early to varsity?
I made it as a freshman.
Freshman year. So you were the best player on the team as a freshman. But you made all right. So you made the team as a freshman. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
And then by like sophomore year, junior year, you're the best.
No. Sophomore year done. Bone contusion ruined
the bone. So you twisted your ankle and never played soccer again, huh?
No, I had a very, very intense injury that required a lot of.
How did you get injured?
I just
into you?
Tripped on my ankle and I got a bone contusion.
And that was it. Career over. And like Stacy just boom shot past you.
Is there a reason? But yeah.
She probably went on to play like for like Duke or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Thank you for like just drilling this obvious knife in me and twisting it.
You started the question and didn't finish it. Like, is there a reason? Like, yes, for this. This is the reason. I wanted to do this to you. Yeah.
This is really.
I love this show.
Yeah, this...
So, like, do you want to fight Stacy?
No, because technically Stacy's my best friend now. I'm actually getting drinks with Stacy.
So Stacy, you secretly hate.
No, back then you did.
The girl who like blows past you.
Well, I don't know. I'm giving into this. I'm just like literally like letting everybody like publicly just sharing my.
It's podcast hypnosis. I think it's like a real thing where all of a sudden you're just like, why did I just disclose all that information to the public? Yeah. So Stacy, like, just humiliates you and becomes the best player on the team. And now you live with her, or you're friends with her, you said? Not live with her, obviously.
Yeah,
with weird
friends with
people.
Her.
And
did you guys humiliate me. What?
Did you guys ever talk about it?
No. It wasn't.
There's
it
never
wasn't,
a time where it's like, hey, Stace, remember when you like ruined my life?
There wasn't a soul, Stacy.
Oh, it's like the whole team dusted you.
Yeah, I guess.
And then did you quit? Because you weren't the best anymore?
No, I stayed with it all the way until graduation. This is absurd.
Until like right now, basically, right?
What?
Until graduation of high school, we're talking?
Of high school.
Okay.
If you can see me right now, I'm like so physically uncomfortable.
Did you want to quit?
Once
you weren't the best, were you like, fuck this?
This isn't even interesting for people. But yeah.
Disagree. Because I think everybody can kind of relate. Like, I remember I got called up. No, I didn't get called up. So my sophomore year, I was like, my freshman year, I started as a freshman, not on varsity, but on JV, mm-hmm. but it was like kind of out of nowhere. People didn't like expect it. So I was like good my freshman year. And then sophomore year was like my time to like take a step forward.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you take that step forward, you get called up to varsity. And so like I had that in mind and I was like, that was the plan. And then there was a kid a year younger than me who was like, he came up and he fucking dominated.
Yeah.
And they, his name was Albie, and they called him up over me. And I remember being like devastated by it, you know, but he also like was just so much better than me. And I like fell off
because
I like stopped really caring and like not, I didn't like take it seriously. But I remember being like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And then, in that time, kind of being like, I don't even want to fucking play basketball ever again. Even though I was like, no, it's like the love of my life. And I just, you know, I got a bone contusion. I can't play anymore.
No, that was exactly what happened. And then for years, I was like devastated over it. Because also then it was like my identity. And
yes.
Then.
This is interesting, you idiot.
Yeah. And then it fucked me up because then I disappointed my coach and I let him down too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then I slowly just came to, like, then I was like, well, now, like, at USC, I was like, I love my life. Thank God I didn't have to play soccer in college.
I know. That's the thing.
Or else I would have ruined my life.
Sports is, like, the most important thing in the world to you.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden you either, like, are top 1% and you, like, do it in college and, like, beyond. Or it's like, all right, that was, like, a fun thing I did, like, to, like, you know. After school, you know what I mean? It just, it's like,
learned a lot.
I think when people go to school when they play sports in college, if you're not like a Division I athlete, I think it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
To like, I'm like a Division III football player that like your life is run by your coach and your school and like two-a-days and like instead of just like having fun in college.
I think
with no, you know, you're not going pro. There's no nothing. It's just like. But it's people's identities. It's like, this is all I know. This is all I know how to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people just love it. And to them, like, more power to you. But I think there's a huge chunk of people who are doing it because, like, they either have to or their parents want them to. Or they're like, I just don't know what else I even am in this world without soccer or football or whatever. And it's like...
Even that, like, Stacey character plays a role in it. Because then you're like, well, like, they can't be better than me. And then it keeps you going.
Well, yeah. And I think that there's, like... good elements of it where it's like it keeps you motivated and going and trying, but also it gets to a point where it's like, you know, well, I met like a ton of cool people in college and have like these great memories going out to parties and like hooking up and doing like I would travel, like you don't have to like I knew kids like during the summer who couldn't do anything because like I you know I gotta do practice,
they
I gotta do this,
you
know? And it's like, for what, dude? You're watching like your fucking best years go by to play, you know, D3? Like,
yeah.
What the
and then once you graduate, like, unless you go to the Olympics or something, like, you're just, like, left out to dry.
That's what I mean. It's like, what's left? And then all of a sudden you find yourself, like, a few years later on a podcast just venting about your bone bruise and Stacey.
You know? I hate that we're calling it a bone bruise. It was more than that.
It sounds like it definitely wasn't. So, you know, doesn't sound like it's a life-threatening injury. But somebody out there right now, your grandma, their life is being threatened. And they might die. See you next episode.